How much should seniority matter if the city has to lay off thousands of teachers this fall? As WNYC's Beth Fertig reports, two new groups are trying to influence the debate.
Evan Stone and Sydney Morris were both teaching elementary school at PS 86 in the Bronx last spring when the city was considering the prospect of teacher layoffs. As third-year teachers without tenure, they were both suddenly at risk.
We felt as though we were doing really good things for our kids in our classroom, and that wasn't being taken into account.
And that's because the system we have in place right now currently lays teachers off solely based on time in classroom with absolutely no consideration of teacher effectiveness.
Mayor Bloomberg avoided the need for layoffs with a salary freeze, but Stone and Morris stayed at their school and started working part-time in order to start Educators for Excellence. The group has several objectives, including its desire to end the policy called last in, first out.
Seniority is important, but it just can't be the only factor that we're looking at. We have to be able to take into objective measures of teacher effectiveness and say, who's really doing the most for our kids and who's not quite cutting it right now?
Educators for Excellence just released its own ideas for determining which teachers should be the first to go. It suggests singling out teachers who are chronically absent, those with bad ratings, and making sure layoffs are evenly distributed. Educators for Excellence claims to have 1,400 members, and it says it's raised $200,000, most of it from the Gates Foundation. Some of its members are featured in a new television ad by a bigger national group called Education Reform Now.
The policy of last in, first out is no good.
They should be thinking about how it affects the kids.
This is all about the kids.
But another city education advocate says the war on seniority is a phony issue.
We believe very strongly that experience matters in terms of teaching effectiveness.
Leonie Hameson has spent more than a decade running Class Size Matters. She now has a new national group called Parents Across America, which was funded with a $25,000 startup grant from the National Education Association, the biggest national teachers union. Hameson says wealthy players like Bill Gates and Mayor Bloomberg are controlling the education debate by bashing teachers.
The good suburban school systems and the private schools recognize that you need experienced teachers and small classes and a well-rounded curriculum in order to really provide a quality education. And we don't want to fire our experienced teachers just to save a buck.
It's not clear yet how many teaching positions the mayor plans to eliminate. He'll present his new budget plan on Thursday. For WNYC, I'm Beth Fertig.